Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with 2022's first episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Now, for all of you new people to my channel who've never seen an episode of HMT, let me go ahead and throw out the personal disclaimer. While I do report on HMT, I don't condone it. However, I also don't condemn it. It is what it is. We talk about female nature, which is hypergamy, usury. So we also have to talk about true male nature, which is savagery when provoked. Now, with that being said, I want to give a shout out to Make Sense Again American on YouTube and JDAM over on MGTOW TV. Both of you made sure that this landed in my lap. Now let's get started with the article that was published on the 4th of January. Rapper Jay Stash accused of killing woman in front of her children in murking slash self-deletion. Jay Stash reportedly shot Jeanette Gallegos to death on Saturday in front of her three children, then turned the gun on himself. A rapper known as Jay Stash reportedly shot a woman to death in front of her three children, then turned the gun on himself. The Temple City murking slash self-deletion, which was reported by KTLA, occurred on New Year's Day. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The woman who has been identified as 27-year-old Jeanette Gallegos, quote unquote, sustained multiple gunshot wounds, while the male victim sustained an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to the New York Post. Lieutenant Derek Alfred said Gallegos' children, who range from 5 to 11 years old, provided the information that confirmed the shooting was a murking slash suicide. The rapper, 28-year-old Justin Joseph, was previously an affiliate of Rich the Kid. The two released a song called Bricks 5 years ago. He had reportedly been dating Gallegos for approximately a year before their deaths. Her family started a GoFundMe page to pay for her funeral expenses. Quote unquote, "My sister was full of life. She was the sweetest, most caring person, always there for everyone who needed her," Erica Chavez wrote, adding, "My sister leaves behind three beautiful boys who will have to continue living their life with what's left. The memories created by their mommy." Okay, here's my question. Where are their biological fathers? That's where these boys need to go now. Joseph had previously been accused of domestic violence against his then-girlfriend, Danielle Faton, in 2014, according to allhiphop.com, but the charges were thrown out. Funny how they decided to put that in to make him seem like he was an abuser. However, the legal system threw those charges out. So, no. On Saturday, one of Gallegos' children reported calling 911. but it is not clear if the call came before or after she was murked. It's a very tragic situation, Alford said, per the Associated Press. Calls to the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health's Domestic Violence Council hotline saw an increase every month of 2020 compared to the previous year, according to ABC 7. Quote, unquote, given the circumstances of Charlie 19, it has greatly exacerbated the fear, danger for domestic violence victims and survivors, according to Simone Fairchild of Eye on DV, a movement based in LA to eradicate domestic violence. Now, I would love for them to talk about the 70% of non-reciprocal violence that is committed by who? Women. But no, the lamestream media has to continue to paint the narrative that all men are abusers and all women are innocent victims. LA County offers individual group counseling, financial planning, referrals, and temporary confidential emergency shelter, food, and clothing to women who are victims of domestic violence. Why? Because we know there are no such, you know, references for men. There's no programs for men who are affected by domestic violence. Remember, I did a video about Earl Silverman, who actually tried to start a male domestic violence shelter. And what happened? He was thoroughly crucified by who? Feminists and their male allies, to the point that he deleted himself. So no, I don't have any sympathy for a woman who stays in an abusive situation. Why? Because there are so many resources available to them. However, let's go ahead and get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in her home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, he used a burner. Gotta go with the standard 5. Psychological impact, I'm gonna go ahead and give this one a 15, because the kids saw it go down. And for the brutality factor, I got to go with another 15 on that. Why? Because they said she sustained multiple gunshot wounds. He wanted to make sure the job was done. He made sure that his face was the last thing she saw before she faded into oblivion. So, the rapper J Stash gets a score of 45. This year is already off to a great start. Why? Because, as I've always said, there was going to come a time where men were no longer going to take it. Now, as I previously stated, they do everything they can to make sure the woman is a victim. However, this guy did not wake up Saturday morning, decide to hit the studio, come back, have breakfast, read the LA Times, and decide, what am I going to do today? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just murk my girlfriend and delete myself. Oh, no. That is not how it went down. I guarantee you, there were a whole bunch of fights during that time they were dating. And I guarantee you, her being a single mother, you know she had a lot of mouth on her. And as we always say, there's always a chain of events. Men do not just put on the mask for no reason at all. But since we don't like to talk about the emotional and psychological abuse that men go through in relationships, hey, this is going to continue to happen. More men are going to finally explode due to the buildup of just anger from not knowing that there are no resources for us when we're going through mental and psychological abuse. Oh, you just need to man up. Oh, you need to just all this other stuff. Not every man is going to have that same reaction or that same mindset of just walking away. Nope, nope, nope. Hey, ultimately, it is what it is. Until we're ready to address male victims of abuse, guess what? More men are going to explode. Gentlemen, I want you guys to look up a video from Coach Red Pill called Men Are Tired. Find that video, watch it, put it in your war chest. Well, read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, the power will eventually go out. All forms of power. Anything that offers you inflated sense of protection can fall under power. And when that power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. Trust and believe. This year has already started off with a man saying, I'm done. Today's the day you've driven me over the edge. And trust and believe, there will be more. Trust me. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.